On the evening of my 30th birthday, Birch was sitting outside my doorway with two little ferrets running around his feet. It was after work, and I was walking down the landing with my keys in my hand. Even before I reached the front door, I pointed at him and said, "No." He jumped to his feet with a ferret in each hand and yelled back, "Yes." He was wearing shorts and one of my old hoodies. The ferrets were tugging at his curly brown hair, and he kept holding them away from his face, saying, "Stop it, stop it," as if they were misbehaving children. I tried not to laugh. I didn't want to encourage him. Eventually, he tried to hug me, but I leant backwards before he could embrace me. Then I pointed at the ferrets again and said, "Seriously, no." He held them up at me and earnestly said, "But Teddy, look at them." "I'm looking," I said. "And I don't care why you have them or where you got them from. I don't want them in my flat." "See, I thought you'd be this way," he said. "That's why we prepared this for you." Dramatically, he cleared his throat and started singing "Happy Birthday" to me, using the ferrets like a music conductor's baton as they jiggled around in his palms. When he was done, I stared at him a moment. He asked if this had convinced me to let them stay. I told him he convinced me of absolutely nothing.
"Don't you even want to know their names?"
he asked.
"What do you think?"
"Okay, great." He held up one of them, the white one, and said, "This one's called White Magnum, or Whitey for short."